This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. Joining us now on the Clearwater Products Hotline, it is Robin Varlman with Livestock Exchange. Robin, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Absolutely. Good morning to you. I am doing great. It's a beautiful morning out here, and it was a beautiful evening. How could you not start a great day?
Amen to that. I don't know what else you need. I don't know what else you need.
Absolutely perfect out this morning when I walked out to the truck. Just perfect.
Yeah, and then it's going to be a scorcher the rest of the week. So yeah. This is why you get your stuff done early in the morning, Robin. But how are those markets looking here on a Wednesday morning?
Have you ever heard the term, you put the U in ugly?
Yeah. Actually, yes, I've been told that many times.
Surprisingly, I have not.
Well, that's what they are. Let's just say that. It's not favorable. It's been down, you know, as we talked last week, it was down again, you know, and so the feeders are playing at 342 and the fats at 245. Corn's down a tick this morning from the overnights as well, so. Yeah, the markets are playing their downside of things right now. Doggone it, we just need them to balance out. But I don't know, you know, too many factors in there. Cattle on feed report, different things like that. So it'll level out and find its base. And I guess it's a good thing because, you know, this time of year, a lot of things are slowing down for movement. So that's a good thing.
Well, Robin, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't normally typically the corn markets and the beef markets, aren't they typically in inverse of each other? So when one goes down, the other one goes up?
Yeah, it kind of. So I'm hoping that the cattle's going to turn around because corn had been up with cattle down, but then corn's down this morning a little bit too. So, I guess I wished I had a whole lot better answer, but the best thing I can tell you is it puts the U in ugly on the market today.
What did that cattle on feed report show, Robin, that it's having this sort of an effect?
It shows that there's a little more on feed than normal, which, you know, if you think about it, it should be because a lot of people didn't retain heifers that normally do because of the prices. So it's that pendulum. You know, you're going to come to this next market report on the cattle on feed, and you're going to find it the opposite of what it is now. So, and then it's going to go goofy the other way.
Yeah, short-term solution for a long-term problem.
Absolutely.
When people are looking at those prices and doing this, so we're seeing a little bit of a dip here. But like you said, I mean, they're getting rid of those heifers. We've talked about it. The only way that we dig out of, you know, this hole of cattle on feed that we've dug ourselves into is by retaining those heifers, getting more cow-calf operations.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, and the devastation, you know, with the Nebraska guys, what burned everything and what they lost and, you know, herds that the drought and just things like that. You know, you don't replace and replenish herds when you go through disasters like.
So, Robin, let me ask you this: when it comes to like just for our beef consumers out there that aren't in the manufacturing process, do you think we'll see a dip in beef prices, or is it not that drastic of a swing?
Potentially, you're going to see a few more. I would say sale type items, maybe, you know, ground beef, maybe down a little bit, you know. I mean, we're coming into the harvest time for that, you know. You've got, of course, we had Memorial weekend, then you come into 4th of July weekends, you know. I mean, these are huge. Everybody's grilling, going to the lakes, doing these things. So, it might come off a tick, but I really just think that it's not going to change on the supermarket side of things.
Robin, this is a loaded question, but we're going big picture here this morning, I suppose. When will that breaking point happen? Because so far, like, listen, the demand for beef is still there. But when will that breaking point happen, as we've seen with beef in the past, of saying, you know what, I'd love to have, you know, this pack of steaks, but I just can't afford it. The market's done a good job of walking that line, and when we get close to that, it seems like it ticks back down to keep the consumer buying it. But how far off, or when do you think we'll see that breaking point of beef getting so high that you know, the average Joe can't or won't pay that price for it?
I had this conversation yesterday, actually, and all I can tell you is beef is still not overpriced. Beef per pound, figure out what a pound, we're just going to say $6 pound of hamburger. They pay $7 for what, 6 ounces of coffee or Doritos chips? I mean, think about it in relationship. The only difference is you don't hear anybody talking about Lay's potato chips or Doritos, the cost of what they go up. You know, they used to be $2.50 a bag. Heck, we had company come. I went in there and, oh my gosh, I like to fell over, you know?
$7.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many ounces is that?
I don't know, but not nearly like enough.
10.5. So it's higher than beef, but yeah, we don't talk about that. So when will it balance out? When, as you ask me the big question, I honestly think that this might be the new norm for a while. So I can't tell you that.
Okay.
My crystal ball is cloudy.
No, but I think that's a fair answer. And I think, you know, even for our listeners who maybe aren't in the ag industry, this is something to think about as farmland and these mom and pop operations are getting bought up or having to sell out or whatever the case may be. Like, this is something to consider. I think we've taken, you know, maybe for granted a little bit our beef industry here in the United States, because we've got the best in the world. I mean, we're pumping out Cadillacs every time that we provide beef, and I think it's something where, oh, but it needs to be cheap, it needs to be at that level, and now that it's catching up to market average, I think people are starting to raise an eyebrow a little bit, and it's something to think about next time you're in there and looking at the cost of everything else going up. There's a reason why beef is going up as well.
You know what, I just had a conversation this week too with some people that were over in Switzerland, and they said that the beef over there for a hamburger was $24. Now, United States puts out the cheapest food in the world. Our people are spoiled here in the United States, because you go over outside of the U.S. and their groceries is, you know, one of their major things, and it's not here in the United States. So we've spoiled the consumer in the United States by keeping lower priced food available. But, you know, we still spend for a 8 ounce or 10 ounce coffee, they'll still spend double shot of espresso at $6.50, but you don't hear that.
Yeah, the priorities of what we're buying, and in the sense of beef being a luxury item in other countries, I think is certainly true. Robin, what do you have coming up at Livestock Exchange this week?
Absolutely, gentlemen. We have a phenomenal week lined up. It is our Holstein Springer special, Heifer Week, and we do have, I believe it's about 31 of those head consigned. So if you're looking for any of those milking cows, we will have some of those. And then we have a great run of just the regular cull cows and bulls, and a handful of feeders on there as well. And then we start that sale at 9 o'clock, and those baby calves will sell at 11:45, and then on to the Holstein special springers at 12, and then breads and pears to follow, and then stalker feeders following that. And then on this Saturday, we have our first annual high stakes horse sale. We've got a super nice listing in the catalog, and invite everybody to come out. Want to remind everyone, horses must be checked in by 9 a.m. Saturday morning. And don't wait till you think and get there at 9, because everybody's going to do the same. So I encourage you to come out on Friday if you're coming to check in animals or sell animals through the loose run-ins. That sale starts 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. providing we don't have everybody show up at 9 to get them brand inspected, because we can't sell them till they're brand inspected. So, but a super nice lineup of catalog. Look on Facebook, look on our website. We've got videos on there of all these horses that are consigned, and it'll be awesome. And just a great thing, and it's something that we're stepping into as an annual and hoping to get some really phenomenal horses out there. So that is this Saturday, June 6th, if you can believe it's already going to be the first week in June, almost over. But lots going on out there. We're receiving hay again already for the June hay sale, so keep that in mind. But they can sure log on to the website at livestockexchange.org and sure look up at any of the sales, any of the market reports. We're there for you. We want to help you market your cattle, your horses, your hay to the top dollar. And, you know, by all means, if you've got questions, follow us, call us. We've got Facebook. We've got emails. We're here for you.
You're all over the place, Robin.
Worldwide.
World Wide Web. That's why they call it that. Robin, hey, great conversation this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely, gentlemen. You guys have a super rest of the week.
You do the same, Robin.
There you go. There's Robin Varlman from Livestock Exchange. So it caught me a little bit when she was talking about the, well, we have low-cost groceries here. So I was doing some digging, and the World Economic Forum does back her up. The lowest share of income that we spend on groceries, we have the lowest in the world by a substantial margin.
But have we always, and has that margin gotten smaller?
That I don't know. I know that we do. We have always, historically, the United States has always ranked at the top at only about 6.4% of our income is spent on groceries. And then you look worldwide, like Nigeria or Kenya, they spend about 56% of their money on groceries. So that was an interesting, because it hit me. I was like, really? I have never researched that. And when you look at it, and according to the World Economic Forum, well, United States has typically, we've spent the least amount on groceries across the world. So I thought that was interesting about the Swedish cheeseburger, too. I think I'll be eating soup if I ever go to Sweden, Brian. I'm not paying $24 for a burger.
Well, yeah, is that 24 Sweden or American? And I don't know which is.
What is the Swedish currency?
I don't know, but you're saying like a $24 burger?
Yeah.
Is that, that's what it costs to order at Red Robin right now.
Yeah, for the fries and the burger
you
and
get
the drink.
Yeah,
and
you're going to pay that. Yeah. We got a break.
Yeah, 7:55 the time. Now let's get to the Daybreak Ag Report.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.